Egzamin ósmoklasisty z języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 7. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Rozmowa pierwsza.
Good morning. How can I help you?
I've got a headache and a runny nose.
How long have you had it?
Since yesterday. And I also had a high temperature in the evening, but it's normal now.
Well, you should take some aspirin and vitamin C tablets and stay in bed for a couple of days.
Thanks a lot.
Rozmowa druga.
Charlie, let's take a break.
Okay. What's the matter?
This trip is so long and you are riding too fast. I'm very tired. Can we stop here for a few minutes?
Good idea. We can have a rest and I will check if everything is okay with your bike.
Rozmowa trzecia.
Good morning. Have you got any fresh tomatoes?
Certainly. How many do you need?
Just 2 or 3. I also need some onions and 2 cucumbers.
Okay, here you are. Your tomatoes, onions and cucumbers. That's £5.
Rozmowa czwarta.
Excuse me, can you help me?
Yes, of course. What can I do for you?
Can you take a photo of me in front of this castle? It's so beautiful.
No problem. Give me your camera and tell me when you're ready.
Rozmowa piąta.
I'll bring your pizza and salad in a moment.
I think there's been a mistake. I ordered spaghetti.
I'm really sorry. I'll bring your spaghetti in a moment.
Thank you.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Rozmowa pierwsza.
Good morning. How can I help you?
I've got a headache and a runny nose.
How long have you had it?
Since yesterday. And I also had a high temperature in the evening, but it's normal now.
Well, you should take some aspirin and vitamin C tablets. And stay in bed for a couple of days.
Thanks a lot.
Rozmowa druga.
Charlie, let's take a break.
Okay. What's the matter?
This trip is so long and you are riding too fast. I'm very tired. Can we stop here for a few minutes?
Good idea. We can have a rest and I will check if everything is okay with your bike.
Rozmowa trzecia.
Good morning. Have you got any fresh tomatoes?
Certainly. How many do you need?
Just two or three. I also need some onions and two cucumbers.
Okay, here you are. Your tomatoes, onions and cucumbers. That's £5.
Rozmowa czwarta.
Excuse me, can you help me?
Yes, of course. What can I do for you?
Can you take a photo of me in front of this castle? It's so beautiful.
No problem. Give me your camera and tell me when you're ready.
Rozmowa piąta.
I'll bring your pizza and salad in a moment.
I think there's been a mistake. I ordered spaghetti.
I'm really sorry. I'll bring your spaghetti in a moment.
Thank you.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
I have a meeting with Mrs. Roberts at 2 p.m. today. Can I change the time?
What time can you come?
I finish work at 3 p.m, so I think 3:30 will be okay.
All right. Mrs. Roberts can see you at 3:30 p.m.
Great. Thanks.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
I have a meeting with Mrs. Roberts at 2 p.m. today. Can I change the time?
What time can you come?
I finish work at 3 p.m, so I think 3:30 will be okay.
All right. Mrs. Roberts can see you at 3:30 p.m.
Great. Thanks.
Tekst drugi.
Sally, have you chosen your after-school activity for this year?
Not yet.
How about making a decision together?
Good idea. What do you suggest?
Anything you like, but not the fashion design course. I don't think it's for me.
What about the art club? We both like painting.
I went there last year and it wasn't much fun. Let me think. I know. I'm really into movies and so are you. We can go to the filmmaking club together.
That sounds interesting. Let's do that then.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Sally, have you chosen your after-school activity for this year?
Not yet.
How about making a decision together?
Good idea. What do you suggest?
Anything you like, but not the fashion design course. I don't think it's for me.
What about the art club? We both like painting.
I went there last year and it wasn't much fun. Let me think. I know. I'm really into movies and so are you. We can go to the filmmaking club together.
That sounds interesting. Let's do that then.
Tekst trzeci.
This is my favourite family photo. The man in the army uniform is my grandfather, William, my mother's father. The little boy that he's holding is my uncle, Jack. My grandmother took the photo, so you can't see her in the picture. Uncle Jack was their only son at that time, because my mother and her twin brother were born 3 years later.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
This is my favorite family photo. The man in the army uniform is my grandfather, William, my mother's father. The little boy that he's holding is my uncle Jack. My grandmother took the photo, so you can't see her in the picture. Uncle Jack was their only son at that time, because my mother and her twin brother were born 3 years later.
Tekst czwarty.
I bought them in the morning at the market. I'll put them in a glass vase. They will look beautiful on the shelf in the living room, and they smell so lovely. I need to change the water in the vase every day to keep them fresh.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
I bought them in the morning at the market. I'll put them in a glass vase. They will look beautiful on the shelf in the living room, and they smell so lovely. I need to change the water in the vase every day to keep them fresh.
Tekst piąty.
Kate, your room looks really nice.
Thanks, Andy, but I don't like my sofa. It's not comfortable and the colour is awful.
If you want my opinion, it isn't so bad, really. But you can put a blanket and some colourful cushions on it. Then it will look even nicer.
Maybe you're right. I should do that.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Kate, your room looks really nice.
Thanks, Andy, but I don't like my sofa. It's not comfortable and the colour is awful.
If you want my opinion, it isn't so bad, really. But you can put a blanket and some colourful cushions on it. Then it will look even nicer.
Maybe you're right. I should do that.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
I like it very much.
Wypowiedź B.
I got it 2 weeks ago.
Wypowiedź C.
I bought it online.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
I like it very much.
Wypowiedź B.
I got it 2 weeks ago.
Wypowiedź C.
I bought it online.
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
You're right. This school is very good.
Wypowiedź B.
He wasn't at school today.
Wypowiedź C.
Sure, I'll wait for you in front of the school.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
You're right. This school is very good.
Wypowiedź B.
He wasn't at school today.
Wypowiedź C.
Sure, I'll wait for you in front of the school.
Zadanie piąte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
Thank you very much.
Wypowiedź B.
Good luck.
Wypowiedź C.
You're welcome.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
Thank you very much.
Wypowiedź B.
Good luck.
Wypowiedź C.
You're welcome.
Zadanie szóste. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
I can't go to the concert.
Wypowiedź B.
Let's go to a concert.
Wypowiedź C.
In my opinion, concerts are boring.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
I can't go to the concert.
Wypowiedź B.
Let's go to a concert.
Wypowiedź C.
In my opinion, concerts are boring.
Zadanie siódme. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
I'm fine, thanks.
Wypowiedź B.
Have a good time.
Wypowiedź C.
Pleased to meet you.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
I'm fine, thanks.
Wypowiedź B.
Have a good time.
Wypowiedź C.
Pleased to meet you.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.